Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
It was a hot and steamy night for about 10,000 homeowners who don't have power. A DTE Energy outage map shows some of the biggest outages are along Main Street in Royal Oak between 12 and 13 Mile, which is an area hit by storms Tuesday afternoon, and west of Whitmore Lake, also near US 23, and North Territorial Road, north of Ann Arbor.
Detroit police crime scene investigators are now on the scene of a head-on crash that sent three people, including a child, to the hospital. WWJ's Charlie Langton with the latest from the scene.
I am on 7 Mile just west of Greenfield. What we know so far, 2 a.m. or so, it looks like a two-car accident, although there could have been a hit and run. One car, a white SUV, the other car is a red Dodge Avenger. Both cars smashed completely because of a hit and run. At least that's what the police believe happened so far. 7 Mile is completely closed just west of Greenfield while they conduct their accident reconstruction. Now, two adult women are in the hospital. They are in critical condition. And a 4-year-old child also in the hospital. He is a serious but stable condition at this hour. Again, Detroit police still investigating what happened. This incident happened about 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's going to take a while for the Detroit police to figure out exactly what happened in this very serious accident. On Detroit's west side, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
President Donald Trump has declared a major disaster area for mid-Michigan counties affected by widespread and severe flooding from dam failures in May. He tweeted that out, the message of that, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer made the announcement, calling the declaration an important step in the state's efforts to continue to provide assistance to the thousands of Michigan families and businesses touched by the disaster. The flooding was caused by an area of low pressure that stalled across the Great Lakes region, bringing a prolonged period of rainfall to the state.
Rental car companies are going to extremes to try to convince customers those vehicles are safe.
Avis Budget and Zipcar are teaming with Lysol to elevate procedures to clean and sanitize vehicles and keep rental facilities safe for workers and customers. In addition, they've signed up with a number of medical facilities to make sure they have the best protocols. Finally, the rental companies have teamed up with an organization called Hip Hop Public Health to provide the best employee training on sanitation. All this is important as a rental car business has been hit very hard by the COVID pandemic. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Hey, there's an event to say thanks to workers at a Meijer store in Detroit. The Detroit Ceasefire Youth Initiative and Detroit Blight Busters will be providing hot meals to 200 workers at the store in Grand River at about lunchtime. Organizers say they want to reward frontline workers for their bravery and their commitment to Detroit residents.
Additional help coming for Detroit businesses during the pandemic.
Starting Wednesday, over $7 million in support will be available to Detroit businesses with fewer than 50 employees, according to Mayor Mike Duggan.
The economy is starting to open up. There's going to be a vaccine next year. We're going to be back to normal. We need to make sure you're still there in your storefront.
Duggan says applications for grants of up to $20,000 for Detroit businesses start on Wednesday and run through August 5th. The money will be dispersed in September and can be used for needs like rent, utilities, and payroll. More information is available at michiganbusiness.org/restart. Rob St. Mary, WWJ News Radio 950.
You know, even though there is a pandemic, Detroit's youth summer job program is moving forward. Here, Marie Hocker is the executive director of Grow Detroit's Young Talent.
Manufacturing, IT, healthcare, construction, and customer service learning programs. And youth will also have a chance to interact directly with employers who work within those industries.
1,600 young Detroiters will work in socially distanced work sites, while another 6,400 will work from home. Thanks to donations, laptops and internet service is being gifted to help those in need work from home.
Well, this is exciting in downtown Detroit. We're going to start seeing the city's newest skyscraper actually going up out of the ground. The cranes move in Monday at the old Hudson site on Woodward. For the last year and a half, workers have been busy, basically working on a huge hole in the ground. Eventually, there will be offices, retail space, and a hotel on the old Hudson site.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.